This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden is expected to release additional oil from the nation's strategic reserve to spur production and lower gasoline prices. We get more details from AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
Top administration officials say President Biden will announce the release of another 15 million barrels from the strategic oil reserve as part of the response to the OPEC plus nations making production cuts. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre responds to people who say Biden's action is an election ploy.
Should the president not do everything that he can to lower prices? Should he not continue to keep his promise to give American people a little bit of breathing room? You know, that's the promise that he's made. Should he not do that?
The drawdown will complete the release of 180 million barrels authorized by Biden in March. Officials say the president is expected to also open the door to undetermined additional releases this winter in an effort to keep prices down. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Russian strikes on energy utilities have left more Ukrainian villages, towns, and parts of two cities without power altogether. The overnight bombardments further tighten an energy squeeze on Ukraine that threatens misery for millions in the winter. The Ukrainian president, Volodymyr Zelensky, again urged Ukrainians to save power. He spoke ahead of another night where power substations and other infrastructure were pounded. A nearly two-week barrage of Russian attacks on Ukraine's critical infrastructure comes as Russian forces are being forced back on the ground. In Kherson, among the first Ukrainian cities seized by Russian forces in the February invasion, Moscow installed authorities are bracing for Ukrainian push to take it back, telling residents to expect shelling and to evacuate. This is VOA News. South Korea says that North Korea fired artillery shells near the rival sea boundary in its latest weapons test. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff says North Korea fired about 100 shells off its west coast and 150 rounds off its east coast Tuesday night. It says the shells fell inside maritime buffer zones the two Koreas established under a 2018 inter-Korean agreement aimed at reducing tensions. In recent weeks, though, North Korea has conducted a spate of missile and artillery launches and what some experts call an attempt to expand its weapons arsenal and boost its leverage in future negotiations with its rivals. European Union leaders enter a crucial stretch this week to make sure runaway energy prices and short supplies don't further tank their struggling economies and foment unrest. At the same time, they need to keep all 27 members united in their opposition to Russian President Vladimir Putin. Leading up to Thursday's start of a key summit, the European Commission, the bloc's executive branch, proposed a blueprint Tuesday that needs to reconcile the yawning gap between those who want to impose a common gas price cap to keep prices down and those who think it could primarily keep out supplies, further starving industries and businesses. Going into the weekend, EU leaders will seek a compromise during 2 days of talks. However hard that might be, as a sweetener, the European Commission also proposes to retarget some 40 billion euros in budget aid towards those most affected by the crisis. The United States says it's offered critical emergency humanitarian assistance to the people of Cuba to recover from the devastation caused by Hurricane Ian. It's an unusual but not unprecedented move after years of bilateral tensions. The assistance includes 2 million in provisions and supplies that will be delivered through independent non-governmental organizations that have experience and are already working on the island directly with the affected populations, according to a senior administration official. The emergency aid will be provided through trusted international partners like the Red Cross by way of the USA. Recapping our top stories, U.S. President Joe Biden is now expected to release additional oil from the nation's strategic reserve to spur production and lower gasoline prices. And Russian strikes on energy utilities have left more Ukrainian villages, towns, and parts of two cities without power. More at VOAnews.com. Again, VOAnews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.